Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys. All right. Welcome back to day two of the challenge called Blissfully Balanced Challenge. So day one was yesterday, and yesterday I shared a little bit about basically my story and kind of why I'm here, why I'm so passionate about teaching women how to create balance in their lifestyle. And I just shared a little bit of my journey and really kind of where I was when I hit rock bottom and where I was like, holy bananas, like something has to change, something has to give. I can't keep living this life of like constant chaos and stress, right? So that's where I was at. And then I went through and made drastic changes in my life, and not all at one time, not all in 1 month, gradual changes that have now, you know, here we are, fast forward 7-8 years, has led me to be able to live a life that I truly feel good about and not as stressed about. And I only get overwhelmed and stressed every once in a while, rather than overwhelmed and stressed was my norm every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year. And now I have learned and have taught myself how to completely reverse that, where now my normal being is pretty calm, pretty peaceful, pretty cool, pretty good. And the opposite of that, but which was my constant, is not the norm. And that is the, you know, one-off scenario situation now. So anyway, I am excited to share with you guys today a little bit more of how I was able to do that. Now, there were several things that I did to create this balanced lifestyle of what I get to live today and what I get to teach other women and to live and teach them how to do this. But the biggest thing is, and I said it yesterday and I say this to my clients all the time, but remember, it's baby steps, right? You cannot just make drastic changes all at one time, because A, it's not attainable, it's not achievable, and it's not, you can't stick with it, right? You can't do 100 things at one time. Because you just can't, right? Like life, there's so many things to do in life and so many things to juggle, just like losing weight. You know, you can't sit there and only eat celery and only eat salads and never drink again and exercise 6 days a week. That's going to last for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then you're going to skip the gym, or a fun event's going to come up where you don't want to eat celery or salad or whatever you like say that you're going to do. And then you're going to be like, oh, well, screw this diet, it didn't work for me, and start all over or go back to square one. And then that's why, you know, so many women yo-yo diet, is because it doesn't work for them, right? And that's a whole nother topic that we can cover another time. And I talk about that in the one pillar of physical balance and physical wellness. Like we talk about and totally dive into that one pillar of physical. And, but today I'm going to dive in and share with you guys. I like told myself I'm going to share three things with you guys of how I created this for myself. So hopefully I can stick to that, because I'd like to keep this less than 15 minutes, because I know you guys are busy and I know it's hard to catch back up on things like this. So one of the things that I did that I think is crucial is that I got really clear on my intention of what I needed and what I did not need. So this can be really, like, I think it's hard for some people, because I was in a place where I was like, I don't know what I need. I just knew I was stressed out, right? I knew I was overwhelmed. I knew something had to change, but I didn't necessarily, at that time, I didn't really know what that looked like. I didn't know how to answer that for myself. And so this can look different depending on where you're at. Like if you feel like you're in that place, it might look like, I need help X, Y, and Z. I need help running the kids. I need help somebody going to the grocery store for me. I need help with laundry. I need help with, you know, whatever that looks like. I need to offload a project around the house to your husband or to your spouse or whatever. So what you need in every season can look very different. What you need in a week of feeling overwhelmed and stressed can look very different, right? Sometimes you just need support. Sometimes you need emotional support. Sometimes you like physically need support. Like, I need you to do this for me because I cannot, I don't have the bandwidth, right? And so really getting clear on what you need and what you don't need, because I know sometimes like it's so easy for us to say what we need, like I need this, I need this, I need this, like, right? We can so easily just spat off the list of things that we need, but sometimes we don't realize what we don't need. And that can be equally as important. And sometimes we can ask ourselves like, okay, well, I know that I need, you know, somebody to take care of all the chores this week because I don't have the bandwidth. I need somebody to unload the dishwasher. I need somebody to take out the trash. I need somebody to run the kids. I need you to go to the grocery store, right? Like if you are having an insane work week and you can say, I need somebody to watch the kids this day. But then also like, think of it, like, what don't you need? I don't need my husband to get pissy and short with me, right? Because I can't this week. Like, I don't have time for that. I can't, you know, really like mentally handle somebody being crabby with me because I am in a place where I'm high stress or I need a lot from somebody else, right? So telling your husband, I don't need you to act like this towards me this week because I'm having a stressful week. I don't need you to get crabby at me because I'm stressful. That's not going to support me. What I need you to do is just step up, right? You could also, you can start with that. Like, I don't need this, right? And fill in the blank, like whatever that looks like for you. And that can be sometimes a lot harder to identify because we're so used to not knowing what we don't need. We're so used to knowing like what we do need, right? Does that make sense? So flipping that and realizing what you don't need. I don't need to spend extra time going out with my friends. I don't need to go to that family function because that is not going to fill my cup. That is going to deplete me even more, right? So I don't need to go there. I can't do that, right? Which leads me to number two is creating your boundaries and really having somebody understand, like once you set your intentions, it kind of rolls over to my point number two is creating the boundary. And not being scared to create boundaries. I think so many of us are so nervous that we think like creating boundaries around a person or around a certain situation or just things in general that they're going to make us seem like we're a bitch or that we're mean or we're crabby or we're not nice, right? Because so many of us want to be people pleasers. We want to make everybody happy. We want everybody to like us. We want everybody to love us. We want everybody to respect us, right? And the truth of the matter is it's never going to happen. You're always going to have somebody probably annoyed or angry or upset with you. You're not going to have everybody like you because we're human beings and we're not everybody's cup of tea. So you might as well throw that out the window, right? And creating the boundaries and setting boundaries for yourself makes people respect you more because you're like, I'm not interested in that. That is not going to fly around me because I don't want that. I don't need that. And that's not okay with me, right? I think so many of us are so scared to set that boundary because we're so scared how it's going to be received. And we have to drop that. Because there's no time for that, right? We have to stop being so nervous about saying no to things and not even just like, no, I don't want, you know, to go there. I don't want to do that. You know, so often, like how many times do we go to parties? And I can be guilty of this sometimes where I really don't want to go, but I go because my husband's like, well, I think we should go. And there's so often that I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to go, right? Or we go and do things that we really don't want to do, right? Because it's like the kids want to do it or whatever that means. So boundaries are really hard, but especially if you need boundaries for your own self, that's where it needs to be crucial. And once we understand what we need, it can roll us over into that boundary and we can create boundaries easier because we know what we don't need, right? So I really want women to be more okay with setting boundaries. Like, no, I'm not okay with X, Y, and Z. No, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z, right? Because we really have to establish, sorry, my computer screen keeps going. I'm also recording on the podcast. So hey, people over on the podcast, if you guys want to catch us live, join us in the Facebook group. What was I saying? Something about boundaries. Boundaries really do make you happier though. So, and so often, you know, how many times do we go do something that we don't want to do or that we go to something that we don't want to go to or that we just do something we're like, and then we get aggravated, right? Like we go and do the thing, we say the thing, we participate in the thing. And then we're like, oh, like that made me so aggravated. And now you're annoyed and now you're frustrated because you didn't really want to do the thing, right? But is being annoyed and frustrated how you want to be? Like, do you want to be known as being annoyed and frustrated? Do you want your kids to be like, oh, mom's annoyed and frustrated when you're, and then it's like this awkward thing because they think that you're annoyed and frustrated at them when really you're not, like you're just annoyed and frustrated at the thing, right? And so making sure that when you create that boundary and you make it really clear for you and your family too, like, hey, we're not doing this because of X, Y, Z, or mom's not doing this because of X, Y, and Z. And I can give you guys some very more specific examples if you want me to, but just reminding yourself that when you're setting the boundaries and when you're saying what you need and what you don't need, it's because we have to put ourselves first. And we have to really get used to that, because there's so often that us women especially are way more guilty of this than anybody else, but we don't put ourselves first. Like, how many of us women don't exercise or don't eat healthy because we're running the kids and we're so busy with work, right? And so we come last. And so us coming last means like all of our extra stuff comes last, which is normally taking care of ourselves. So then our self-care doesn't happen. We don't go to that exercise class that we wanted to go to. We don't go for the walk. We don't sit and read a book. We don't take a long bubble bath. We don't just hang and do nothing sometimes because we feel guilty, because we feel like we need to be doing all the other things. But we have to show up for ourselves first. That is why so often when you're on an airplane, they say that you have to put your oxygen mask on yourself first and then on the person that you're traveling with, right? Because if you can't take care of you, then you can't help the people that you're with. And moms especially, and women especially, need to remember that. If we can't take care of us and our cup be filled full every single day, then it's going to be a lot harder for us to continue to serve and help the people in our family, meaning our kids and our husbands, because we're depleted. And when we're depleted, we can't keep giving out of depletion, because then that leads to burnout and that leads to crabbiness and all the whole vicious cycle of all the negative feelings that we don't want to feel and we don't want to be known for, right? We don't want to be known as that crabby mom to our kids that like, oh, mom's always crabby or mom's always crazy, right? Or we don't want our husband to feel like he has to constantly walk on eggshells around us because he doesn't know how we're going to be doing, right? Or he doesn't know how we're going to be feeling. Like, we don't want to be known for that, do we? But here we are, and that's how we are half the time, right? And that was me. Like, my husband was so nervous around me because I was just crabby 24/7. I was like just pissy 24/7. But it was because I let my cup empty. I let everything be depleted out of my cup, and I was never doing anything for myself to fill that cup back up. I was pouring from an empty cup for way too long, and pouring from an empty cup way too long, like I said, leads to overwhelm and stress, and it leads you to having these breakdowns of like, I can't do it anymore, right? So please don't get to that point. Most of you, I've talked to so many of you that you probably have already gotten to that point, or you maybe currently are in that point, or you've been there before, right? And we have to do that. We have to fill our cup up. We have to make sure that we are taking time for us every single day first, and then making time for our family. Like, if we can't come first, then like, what are we doing, right? Why? And that's my question. Like, I always love to ask my clients, I'm like, why aren't you first? Right? Like, why aren't you caring for you first? Because it's insanity. Because then if we're not caring for us first, what are we teaching our kids, especially our daughters, if we have them, then we're teaching them that it's okay to let them go. Right. And I'm pretty sure if you're a mom listening, and especially if you have a daughter, if not, like, kids in general, you would understand this, like, perspective, is that if you have, a daughter, like I said, especially, and imagine them in their lives, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, however, depending on how old they are, being a young adult, having a young family, and them feeling the way you are all the time. Like, would you want your kid to feel that way all the time? Would you want your daughter or your son, whatever, to feel depleted and stressed and overwhelmed and chaotic all the time? And like, they're at their wits end all the time? Probably not, right? So then we need to not let our kids see us do that. And we need to show our kids how important it is to show up for yourself now, so that they can learn how to show up for themselves whenever they get to be our age. And they're trying to run a household and a family and a job and balance it all, right? So we have to teach our kids the importance of us. We have to have our kids see that it's okay to create boundaries. It's okay to make us first. It's okay to go later to a party so that we can make time for our self-care to get our things done, so that we're not feeling more frustrated or stressed or overwhelmed, right? We have to be an example of that, because our kids learn from us. They see what we do. They see our actions, and that's what they learn. A lot of times you can try to teach yourself or your kids something all day long. You can try to hammer a math fact into them all day long. They're not going to remember that as much as what they remember, what they see you do, what they hear you say. All those things, your kids remember that, right? And so, like, look at your childhood. Like, do you remember your mom teaching you how to make cookies? Do you remember your mom trying to teach you how to, you know, do something special, like dye Easter eggs, right? You remember that, because your mom was teaching you something. So you learn from your family. You learn by their actions. You learn what they're actually physically teaching you. You don't learn the things of like, oh, I remember when my mom taught me 4 + 4. You don't remember that, right? There's no like special moment attached to that. But your kids will remember the opposite. So keep that in mind. Okay, I need to start wrapping this up because I like to keep it short. But the last thing is that whenever we're trying to create balance in our life, so like I said, number one, we got to get really clear on our intentions, really clear on what we want and what we don't want, which spills over into number two, which is setting our boundaries. And then spilling over into number three is changing our mindset. So we cannot feel like we're on the verge of a breakdown or we're on the verge of like stress and anxiety and like all the time, right? We can't feel like that and try to make changes or need to make changes, but still be stuck in the old mindset. We have to change our mindset, or our mindset has to match what we're wanting to grow towards or gravitate towards as that new version of ourselves. And that is what I love to teach people, especially women, of course, is inside my Blissfully Balanced program. Like, what is that new version of yourself that you want to become? Like, what does that mean? What are those words? Like, what is it that you want to like show up as every single day? And we need to envision that. We need to change your mindset to match that person and not this person that you currently are that is crabby and stressed and overwhelmed. And maybe you're not crabby all the time. Maybe you're just really stressed and overwhelmed, right? And so we need to change that version of that self. We need to change the language and the mindset of what you're feeding yourself, because your mind is so powerful. It believes everything that you tell it. So if you tell yourself all the time, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Do you think you're going to like wake up out of bed the next morning and like run 5 miles? No, because you just told yourself you're so tired. Like, you're probably going to lay in bed and sleep through your alarm, right? Because you're so tired, so tired. But if you change your mindset and you tell yourself all the time, like, I have so much energy, I can do this, I'm so proud of myself, I have so much energy, I'm awesome, I'm amazing, whatever you want to tell yourself, you're going to show up as that every single day and make actions and choices that lead you to that version of yourself, rather than the version of yourself that you're wanting to stay at or you think is so comfortable to stay at. But that's not possible. When you're wanting to make changes, you have to shift your mindset and you have to match your mindset to the version of that self. So I hope that makes sense. So, and you can do that in several different ways. And we talk about that a lot inside the Blissfully Balanced program. But that is one thing that I definitely want to share is mindset. Mindset is key. It's crucial. I do mindset work all the time with my kids because, I mean, it's so crucial, I think, to teach our kids mindset. And how often will our kids, and I don't know about your kids, but my kids are active in sports. So often they're going to be like, you know, they'll say, yeah, but we're probably going to lose that game because the team's so hard. I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right. You are going to lose that game because that's all you're thinking is how you're going to lose the game. So you know what? Yeah, good luck. You are going to lose the game. And like my kids, I'll say that to my kids sometimes. They'll be like, Mom, I'm like, well, you're saying it to yourself. You are saying over and over how you're going to lose the game. So you are exactly right. You are telling yourself you're going to lose the game. So yes, congratulations, you're going to lose the game. And I'm like, you want to flip the script? And my kids will be like, oh my God, you know, they hate it when I do this, but I know that it's going to stick with them, hopefully, whenever they get older. And so instead, I tell my kids like, hey, when we're driving in the car the night before something like a game, I'm like, okay, I want you to envision yourself, you know, catching the ball, throwing the ball. Like if I'm talking to my son specifically, I want you to imagine home runs being hit. I want you to imagine touchdowns being scored. I want you to imagine free throws just like sinking in the basket left and right, right? I want you to see your teammates running up and down the field or the court or whatever. And like, I want you to see a big smile on their face because something amazing just happened and you guys won the game. That's what I want you to envision doing. That's what we're going to see, right? And so my son always is like, yeah, okay, Mom. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You know? And it's like, yeah, you got to change it. Like, cause if you're going to sit here and believe that you suck and you're going to lose, then that's what's going to happen. Right. Same thing for my daughter. When she goes on stage before a competition, I will tell her, I'm like, I want you to envision you doing the best turns and the best jumps. And I want you to envision yourself just shaking it on stage and receiving that award. Like, how good does that feel? And she's like, it feels so good, Mom. I'm like, okay, go get it. You got it, right? And so doing that mindset work, even with our kids, especially when they're struggling with something, or maybe they're not struggling, but maybe with my kids, they're just sometimes like, womp, womp. I'm like, okay, good luck having a great day with a womp, womp attitude, right? Like, so, you know, I think to me, mindset always goes back to like our kids. Like if we would never say something or want our kids to feel a certain way of what we're telling ourselves or feeling on the inside, like we're not allowed to feel it for ourselves. And so that's a big thing that I especially teach women whenever we're talking about physical wellness, especially like, oh, I think I'm overweight. I never look good in my clothes. I think I'm fat, like all the things, like I'm not pretty. I'm not blah, all the junk X, Y, and Z, right? And it's like, if you would never want somebody to say that, if you would never speak those words out loud, especially to your best friend or your mom or your sister or your daughter, you're not allowed to say that to yourself because that's garbage, right? And the more we say it to ourselves, the more we're going to believe it. But a lot of times it's not even truth. It's just like what we're thinking to ourselves, right? So we got to switch the mindset. And that's a big, big key piece of making any shift and creating more balance in your lifestyle is changing the mindset that you can do it. It is possible. Life and things are going to be different. And you're not stuck in this hamster wheel of, I'm so stressed out all the time. I don't have any time for anything. I'm never home. Like, sure, if you tell yourself you're never home, you're always stressed, you don't know what to do, you're so behind, that is exactly how you're going to feel every single day when you wake up. It's true. But if you tell yourself, I can create time for the things that I want to, I am making this and this and this a priority, like state whatever it is, like state whatever number one that we talked about, whatever you are wanting to create and whatever you're not wanting to create, like whatever your intentions are. If you get really clear on that, that's why that's number one, and you change your mindset around that, it's going to come to fruition, I promise. So, all right, that's day two. So today I challenge you guys as like homework, if you will. I challenge you guys, like, where do you feel like you need to start? Like one, two, or three, and I'll relist them out for you guys. So number one, do you need to get clear on your intentions or stating what you need or maybe what you don't need? Do you need to, number two, create boundaries? Like maybe you're really clear on what you need or what you don't need, but you need to create some boundaries around it. So is that where you're at? Or are you at number three where you're like, I feel like I'm pretty good on one or two, but I need to change my mindset. So do a one, two, or three, letting me know kind of where you're at. And that's going to be really fun. So lots more, like I said, pieces that go in inside of this, but this is kind of where we start. When we jump into this Blissfully Balanced program, this is where I have people start because we got to get really clear on what it is that we're working on and where we need to make the changes and what we need to see happen so that we can become that person that we want to become. We can become that balanced feeling. We can show up feeling balanced. We can have more of I don't want to say equality, but we can just feel like we're not spinning the hamster wheel every single day, that we can show up for ourselves in our wellness in every single pillar that there is for you, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the will and the spiritual wellness. So, which is what we're going to dive in and talk about tomorrow, are all four of those pillars, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. I'm going to dive into all four of those tomorrow, share a little bit about what they mean and how you can create a tiny bit of balance, like a little baby step, right? We talked about that yesterday because how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So how you can do tiny little baby steps in each one of those four pillars to create more balance and create balanced wellness in your life. So, all right, thanks for tuning in to day two. I will see you guys tomorrow. And if you are watching or listening to this over on the podcast, feel free to catch us live in the Facebook group and you can watch this replay live. So, all right, I'll put the link in the show notes below. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.